This is Akashvani, the news read by Renuka. Holi, the festivals of colors, were celebrated across India with people smearing each other with colors, dancing to festive music, and feasting on traditional sweets prepared for the occasion. Our correspondent reports that the excitement, enthusiasm, and joy of this festival were evident in every corner of the city.
Since this morning, people were seen drenched in colors, enjoying the festivities. Colors of Holi were visible everywhere, from streets to mohallas, parks, societies, clubhouses, and party lawns of the city. Small children were seen filling pichkaris with different colors, filling balloons with colored water, and drenching everyone with colored spray throughout the day. Meanwhile, the elders wished Holi by applying abir and gulal and sharing gujia and sweets with people. Rain dances were organized in several parts of the city to add more joy to the celebration. Saklayan Akhtar for Akashwani News, Delhi.
People from diverse communities, including Hindus, Muslims and Sikhs, celebrated Holi together, applying colors, dancing and sharing sweets. Security forces, including the Army, BSF and CRPF, celebrated the festival at forward locations. The 89th meeting of Network Planning Group under PM Gati Shakti today evaluated key infrastructure projects in the road, railway and metro sectors. The group evaluated 8 projects, 4 in road, 3 in railway and 1 metro. The project involves the development of the existing road into a 2-lane highway along the Darugiri to Dalu section of NH62 in Meghalaya. The 32-kilometer-long brownfield project of Ministry of Railways addresses increasing passenger and freight congestion along the Mumbai-Pune-Solapur-Wadi-Chennai corridor. The Rajkot Metro project is a greenfield urban transport initiative aimed at reducing congestion and providing a sustainable mode of transport in Rajkot, Gujarat. In a move to boost India's mining sector, the Ministry of Mines, in collaboration with the Government of Goa, has launched India's first ever auction of exploration licenses. Union Minister for Coal and Mines, G. Kishan Reddy, and Goa's Chief Minister, Dr. Pramod Sawant, unveiled the initiative at a landmark event in Goa. The auction will focus on 13 exploration license blocks, covering critical minerals such as rare earth elements, zinc, copper and diamond. This transparent online bidding process aims to accelerate systematic exploration and reduce India's dependence on mineral imports. The event also featured the inauguration of the AI Hackathon 2025, which will explore mineral targeting through artificial intelligence. India has termed the allegations made by Pakistan that India was involved in its train hijacking as baseless. In response to media queries on the remarks made by the Pakistan side, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said that New Delhi strongly rejects the baseless allegations of Pakistan. He added that the whole world knows where the epicenter of global terrorism lies. Mr. Jaiswal said that Pakistan should look inwards instead of pointing fingers and shifting the blame for its own internal problems and failures onto others. Union Home Minister Amit Shah reached Assam a short while ago on a 3-day tour, during which he is scheduled to attend multiple programs. The Union Minister will travel to Golaghat from Jorhat Airport to spend the night at the Lachit Barphukan Police Academy at Dergaon. The Indian Space Research Organization, ISRO, has generated nearly $143 million in foreign exchange revenue through satellite launches. The Department of Space said that ISRO launched a total of 393 foreign satellites and 3 Indian customer satellites on a commercial basis over the past decade. ISRO's impressive track record includes launching satellites for 34 countries, including the US, the UK, Singapore, and several other developed nations. China, Russia and Iran have called to end U.S. sanctions on Iran and restart of nuclear talks. Representatives of the 3 nations who met in Beijing today emphasized the necessity of terminating what they called all unlawful unilateral sanctions. In a joint statement, they reiterated that political and diplomatic engagement, along with dialogue based on mutual respect, remains the only viable and practical solution for resolving the issue. And with that, we end this news bulletin.